Now let us move to our next chapter, chapter number 16, Hardy's Rustic Characters. The rustic character in Hardy's novels play a very vital role. These rustics come from almost every walk of Wessex life. When see them as shepherds, farm laborers, grass cutters, woodcutters, dairymaids, etc. In The Return of the Native, some to these characters are Fairway, Grandfer, Cantley, Christian, Charley, Susan Nunsuch, Ollie Doven, etc. In The Mayor of Casterbridge, they are Solomon, Longways, Christopher Colney, Budgeford, Abel Whittle, Mother Cuxom, Nance Macridge, etc. In Far the Madding Crowd, they are Joseph Poorgrass, Henry Frey, Bill Smallbury, Jan Coggan, Matthew Moon, etc. In Hardy, the rustic characters of the philosophic party, as they are known as in the straight tradition from Shakespeare, they appear to be the direct descendants of Bottom and Dogberry. Hardy's rustics entertain as much as any Shakespeare of Fielding's or Goldsmith, but they have their own peculiar personality, their own group traits. One of the important functions of Hardy rustic characters is that they work as chorus, much in the tradition of chorus of the Greek tragedy. This chorus is the symbol of great majority of humdrum mortals who go on living through their unconventional life, whatever misfortunes may overtake the finer spirits placed among them. Henchard and Eustacia may love and suffer and die, but the rustics go on. It is they who bring the children to birth, dance and the wedding mound at the graveyard, and speak the epitaph over the tomb. They are eternal as the earth they live by. These rustics are observers of life around them, and they pass their shrewd comments on this life. It is their comments which enable the reader to understand a lot of about the Wessex life. Another function that is performed by these rustics is that they provide the chief source of humor in the novel. Hardy's novels are generally serious and grim, therefore a sort of dramatic relief is an essential necessity which is fulfilled by the rustic characters in Hardy's novels. In fact, whatever humor we find in Hardy's novel is provided by rustic characters. In this also, Hardy's comes close to Shakespeare, whose minor characters provide a fund of fun. In Hardy's, his humor is rustic, it is elemental, it is grotesque, it is gothic, it is traditional. The humor of the rustics is not satirical. Hardy does not make us laugh by exposing the foibles and follies of his characters. His jokes simply fill in the cottages and inns with enlivening laughter, which simply make us laugh at the immemorial butts of village life. The comic comments and actions of these characters add cheer and sunshine to the otherwise grim and gloomy atmosphere of Hardy's novel. The absence of these characters in Tess has made this novel at times tedious. Hardy's rustic characters are also important in that they represent the norm of Wessex life. These characters are of the earth, therefore they represent the normal human behavior. While the protagonists are carried off their feet by the passions of the moment, these rustics keep their feet firmly planted on the earth. They always show their disliking against the excess of sentiments. These characters very often represent the novelist's point of view. They express their opinions on various happenings. The reader gets a view of the perspective on the main action. He gets the view of the action through the eyes of the characters involved in the action, and still another view to the action through the eyes of the villagers. Lest the reader be misled by the characters' matter-of-fact acceptance of their own behavior, the novel presents a second perspective which reminds the reader just how distant this behavior is from the ordinary people. Thus, the set of these characters is also known as the philosophic party.